This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A massive school funding bill is now headed to the governor's desk for his signature. This comes after members of the Texas House pass HB 2. To go with the Senate amendments, it's an $8.5 billion funding package that would raise teacher salaries and reform special education. But that's not all.
It includes $430 million in additional school safety funding to double the per student allotment and to more than double the per campus allotment.
They passed the bill 122-13. There's no word yet when the governor's going to sign it.
Meanwhile, state lawmakers in Austin say that they have passed two measures to help bring down property tax bills. State Senator Paul Bentecourt of Houston says that they are raising the homestead exemption.
Senate Bill 4 that raises the homestead exemption from 40% from $100,000 to a record $140,000.
Now, he says the plan would still need to be approved by a public vote in November. A separate bill will raise the property tax exemption for homeowners over the age of 65. He says their efforts should give homeowners in Texas $10 billion worth of property tax relief, which is more than what Governor Abbott requested during his State of the State address in February.
Meantime, they are wrapping up the session in a few days, and a bill to add more abortion restrictions is stuck.
Texas already bans most abortions, but this bill would allow lawsuits against organizations that mail abortion drugs like mifepristone to individuals. Republican Representative Mitch Little says the drug's only use is to kill babies.
We are in a war right now, and you need to understand we are running out of time.
Planned Parenthood Texas Votes says its numbers are growing, while Republicans try to double down on an extreme abortion ban. The measure passed the Senate but never made it to the floor of the Texas House. Current law says women who terminate their own pregnancies cannot be held liable. A poll by UT Austin shows that 54% of Texans oppose a law that would give individuals the ability to sue people or groups who help women get abortion pills. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And then a plan to ban kids under 18 from social media in Texas apparently is losing steam. Lawmakers missed a key vote last night, and now it looks like the bill may not move forward. Supporters say the legislation is a necessary step to protect kids from the documented harms of social media, including increased rates of depression, anxiety, and the exposure of harmful content. Critics, including tech groups, argue the idea goes too far and could violate free speech rights.
There's some North Texans that aren't too thrilled about a possible law to make THC illegal.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick pushed the bill through both houses, saying he's concerned about minors getting their hands on THC-infused products. But some Texans say THC is no more dangerous than alcohol or nicotine.
It has not been in regular use recreationally long enough for us to have enough evidence to gauge its long-term effects. However, when you compare it to things like alcohol and nicotine, there is ample evidence that those things cause horrible health problems.
Yeah. That man made those comments on the mid-morning mic check. This man says he wishes state lawmakers would tax it and regulate it, but not ban it.
They want to talk about adults. Let's be adults. This should be, at some point in time, made legal.
No word yet on if the governor will sign the bill. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Do you know the mid-morning mic check? It's on 10 to 12 every day with Mike Rogers, Austin, York.
It's a reaction to the tragedy at Lake Grapevine over the fatal hit-and-run jet ski crash over Memorial Day weekend. Governor Abbott has posted a link to the story on X with the caption, "Welcome to Texas, here's your death penalty." And that's created quite a stir. The young woman on the jet ski, 21-year-old Alejandra Gonzalez, the Venezuelan national who is in the country illegally. Same, by the way, for the young man who helped her get away from the scene. And by the way, when they caught them, their bags were packed. They were ready to go.
It was just like the John Denver song.
They were
leaving on a jet plane. I don't know if they were going on a jet plane, though. But
They were definitely had plans to get out of town.
Yeah, they weren't sticking in Dodge, that's for sure.
So she is facing a charge now of manslaughter. Now, that is a second-degree felony in Texas, and it carries a punishment range of between 2 and 20 years. But it is not a capital offense. There's no death penalty involved. Manslaughter is basically, it's an accidental death.
Yeah.
You caused the death of someone, but it wasn't intentional.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe you did something that maybe right. you knew would cause the death, but you did it anyway. You were reckless.
Capital offense, now that's reserved for, well, capital murder, which involves some very specific criteria, including premeditation. Jordan Steiker, capital punishment expert at the UT School of Law, he tells the Morning News that you have to intentionally kill someone. And that the certain aggravating factors have to be present. If another felony is committed, and you know, while the murder is taking place, a robbery or whatnot, and none of that is the case with Gonzalez. So Steiker says he is not sure what the governor meant by his post. Was he serious? Just spouting off? The governor's office is his spokesman is not saying. And then there's the other question here of deportation. So then we've discussed this. What takes precedence, the criminal proceedings here or deportation? You can't do both.
Usually it's the criminal proceedings take precedent, I've noticed.
Well, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, he was with Will Cain last night on his show right here on KRLD. He weighed in on this.
These two people will be held accountable under, you know, Texas law for killing this young woman that had such a bright future in front of her. She was on her way to the Air Force Academy and was ready to serve a country and had a promising future, and that was taken from her by two illegals who, by the way, did not stop and render aid. And anybody, whether illegal or not, would have been required to stop and render aid and help this young woman.
What are the details as you understand them right now, Mr. Attorney General? Was there drinking involved? I mentioned that I'd read stories that it was obvious to people watching that it was, you know, sort of erratic, crazy driving, which, by the way, we should mention everyone who ever visits a lake, whether or not it's in Texas or across the country on Memorial Day or 4th of July or any summer weekend, honestly, needs to be careful. But what are the details behind what happened here at Grapevine Lake?
Look, I don't know for sure whether they were drinking or not. Obviously, that's not surprising when people are out on the lake. You see that often. I think that's going to be that's part of the ongoing investigation. And these people are going to be charged. And if there was drinking involved, that's going to affect the charge. That'll be difficult to determine in some ways because, you know, you can't test them soon enough to find out for sure. It'll be based on, right. you know, testimony of other people who saw that person, and that case will be built over time.
Why does the fact that these people are illegal immigrants have any bearing on this story? You know, we've got Americans who do this. You know, I don't know what they were arguing. I don't know what it adds to the story that they're illegal immigrants.
I mean, that's nice to say, but the reality is they're not wrong. Americans do wrong things, too. There are people that risk other people's lives wrongly, and they're held accountable for it. But this is a little different because these people should never have been here. They would have never been here. The harm would have never occurred had we enforced our own law. So you can say, what's it matter? Well, it does matter. Somebody just lost their life. It wouldn't have happened had we actually followed our laws. And we made the decision about who was coming here. We made the decision about our laws being followed. When we just drop that and the consequences end up being bad, they would not have happened but for the fact that we didn't follow our own laws.
And then finally, we get to that question that we brought up of deportation versus criminal proceedings here.
You're going to bring charges. They face the justice system inside the United States of America. Does deportation factor in when it comes to how you deal with these two, I guess, at this point, alleged criminals?
So my guess is the local DA, who I believe would be Tarrant County. I don't have that responsibility. I wish that I had that responsibility. I wish the legislature would give concurrent jurisdiction to the Attorney General of Texas to prosecute when DAs don't prosecute.
And to be clear, there is no indication that the Tarrant County District Attorney Phil Sorrells won't be prosecuting this case to the fullest extent. Although so far, his office isn't offering any specifics as to what they will be doing. So it's that part of it is still kind of muddy.
Well, you know, I think that this is, Will Klain did ask the good question we've asked. What does it matter that they are illegal? I mean, this is terrible. Whoever would do this was Americans or not. I think the thing that some people get upset about is the fact that they were here in 2023. They were caught. They were arrested. They were given a notice to appear. And like so many thousands and thousands of other illegal immigrants that have come in, they didn't appear. They just went. And that's right. Where I think some people get upset. They're like, and then something like this happens. And we're just like, well, what does it matter? Well, it kind of does to some people.
It is a tragedy.
No matter. Yeah, no matter. A woman is dead, 18-year-old, and that's terrible.
A woman with her whole life in front of her.
And she had, from everything you knew, she was a shooting star there. A lot of people want to talk about THC, apparently.
So, Senate Bill 3, it would effectively ban all THC products in Texas. And it's on its way to the governor's desk, but will the governor sign it? So, should he sign it? That's what we want to hear from you about. Right now, we're going to go to Greg. Greg is with us on KRLD, on your way to Austin, in fact. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for being there for us, as always. Appreciate you being on the air.
Yeah.
So, no, the governor should not sign that bill. I will state, I'm going to be 63 this summer. I've smoked THC the bulk of my life. It has not been in regular use recreationally long enough for us to have enough evidence to gauge its long-term effects. However, when you compare it to things like alcohol and nicotine, which I am a reformed cigarette smoker, there is ample evidence that those things cause horrible health problems. Yeah. So if we're going to outlaw things based on the risk, let's start with those two.
Gotcha. That's a great point there. And that's what we were talking about when you... When you want to compare vices in this country, they always point to alcohol, and it's just like I said, it's so ingrained in our society, there is no way that we would dare thinking about that.
We tried that once.
It didn't work out. Al Capone came around.
Hey, Greg, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to line two. Good morning. You're on KRLD. Who do we have here?
Sure. My name is Charles. I'm coming from Alvarado. You're going to find this a little interesting. So I'm a 15-year police officer, retired police officer, and I did drug interdiction of I-35. Countless numbers of arrests for marijuana coming into the country from Mexico. But I was also a traffic enforcement officer, and I can't tell you one single instance where somebody I arrested for DWI driving high on marijuana. It doesn't have that kind of effect. I don't think he needs to sign it, because it has never been proven to be deadly like other people think it is.
So then I get hooked onto it. You're not getting a bunch of gummies and run out in front of trains.
Exactly. I don't know where that came from. I'm not sure, but I think it's probably best to legalize it, regulate it, tax it, because let's be honest, guys. If you want it, you're going to get it. Now, if you want to legalize fentanyl or heroin or cocaine, I'd have a huge problem with that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But not this.
That's a great point. I love hearing from law enforcement on this. That's awesome.
Hey man, thank you very much.
Like I said, I did interdiction for 15 years on the highway, and I've never arrested anybody for committing suicide or DWIs driving high on THC, and never or gummies. I never investigated a suicide because of THC. So for them to say that it's as deadly as fentanyl or almost near close to it, to me, in my personal opinion, 15 years, that's a little ridiculous.
That is a great call and good
thanks
insight.
Thanks so much, man.
Yeah, we appreciate you joining the conversation. Let's hop over to Mark in Frisco. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning there, guys. This is a great topic. I've got a medical condition that qualifies me for the compassionate use program. Mm-hmm. So I am prescribed THC through Texas, and I refill my prescription in Texas through providers. So when I hear that, you know, you can regulate it, you absolutely can regulate it. It's completely regulated right now. So a politician talking about how they can't get a hold of it, they can't control this. They do it. You know, that's really all I have to say about it.
Let me ask you something. How difficult was it for you to get that prescription?
So my doctor, so I've got Avian. It's a it's a bone thing, a hip thing, avascular necrosis, and it's a qualifier. So my doctor just needed to state that I qualified for it, and there's several different medical conditions, and they were expanding it a little bit more to I think soldiers for PTSD, etc. My doctor just had to submit it. The state doesn't give you a card like most states. It's just added to your driver's license. So if you get pulled over, they know you're on the compassionate use program.
That's awesome, too. I didn't realize it was on your driver's
license. Mark, listen, thank you so much for the call, and best of luck to you. We appreciate it. And let's get one more here. Let's go to Tony. Tony's in Garland this morning. Hey, Tony, what are you thinking?
Well, the problem I have is we elect these politicians to represent us. Now, the majority of the people that want it, but they don't do it. So, we have to get that correct. Get politicians that represent what the public wants.
Yeah.
And, I refer back to the story. I don't know if you all remember this. There was a radio contest where you had to drink water. And one of the contestants died because they drank too much water. So we're going to ban water? I mean, come on. They want to talk about adults. Let's be adults and let adults do what's legal, which should be at some point in time made legal.
Yeah, anything can be deadly in this country. It really is.
Too much of anything will kill you. Tony, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
He brought up a good point that we had a story about this not too long ago, that most of the people in Texas didn't necessarily care about stuff that were priorities to the legislators in Austin.
That's right.
And including school choice and things like that.
And banning THC.
They didn't really care about that. That was really low on the priority list.
I don't understand why it's become such an obsession with Dan Patrick and the governor. Look, here we were 4-for-4 against this. The governor's hearing a lot of that too.
And it's not that surprising. I don't know if you were surprised, but I think that it doesn't matter party lines, conservative, Democrat. Most people say, all right, the country is moving in a different direction. We need to follow suit on that.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.